is the visitors. St Michael's are leaving with smiles on their faces. They have beaten Clonmacnoise by 215 to 110. A very, very impressive display from the Creasland and Fannaghy men today, and that surely puts them well on the way towards Division 1 safety net. Now they are on 12 points along with Clonmacnoise, who are also on 12 points, in Glenswilly and Bundoran, and that means that McCool's on 8 points, have a lot of work to do in their last two games just to make a fight of it. So St Michael's, they've got their business done here today. Very, very impressive performance. They led by 1-7 to 1-4 at half time. Christy Toy scoring the goal in the first half, and Aidan Duhan scoring a goal for Clonmacnoise, but he then had to go off with an injury, and he was certainly a loss in the second half, as Clonmacnoise didn't have the same sort of energy and really didn't get going at all. Michael Langan really came to the fore in the second half, the county star. He scored a great goal to put St Michael's into commanding lead, and they never looked like relinquishing that advantage late in the game. They finished the game off with some great scores for Colin McFadden, rolling back the years with two brilliant scores, and Andrew Kelly also got a lovely point in the 60th minute for St Michael's, who were just able to get their scores much more easier than Clonmacnoise were. Clonmacnoise, well, Sean Maguire impressed with them with 2 points. The tough full forward, he's on the go a long time, but he still worked good for a couple of scores. And Sean McGarvey did kick a lovely point earlier in the half, but they really needed more from him here today if they were to have any chance of a victory. As I said, Clonmacnoise, they're on 12 points, 4 ahead of McCool's, and they've got a head-to-head advantage on McCool's, so they will be thinking that they're pretty much on the road to safety there, and you know they should have it over the next couple of weeks, especially as McCool's are playing Gweedore next week, and you would have to expect Gweedore probably to be victorious in that encounter. So Clonmacnoise probably will start to turn their attention towards the Intermediate Championship after having an impressive campaign in Division 1. They will go into that as favourites. St Michael's, they'll be in the Senior Championship, and they're of course in the group of death along with Ardra, Gweedore and St Unions, and you couldn't write them off. They're starting to find their form right at the end of the season. So both teams are not secure of safety yet, but looking like they're both going to get it. But final full-time score here in PCC for Cara, it is St Michael's 215, Clonmacnoise 110.